Welcome back. We trust the Lord is blessing you richly with his words. Thank you so much, sir. In fact, the foundation you laid that the watchmen are not intercessors is very, very serious. Many of us have thought the watchmen are the intercessors. And like you said, there's actually no ministry called intercessory ministry.
In the Bible, among the nine spiritual gifts, there's no intercession there.
Among the five leadership offices.
Among the five leadership offices, no intercession. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Because to start with, every Christian is supposed to be a prayer warrior.
Yes, sir.
Pray without ceasing.
A priest. Thank you, sir.
Now, but that doesn't mean that people cannot come together and be interceding for the ministry. That's why I say they are the foot soldiers.
The foot soldiers, yes. Not the watchmen.
Exactly.
Thank you so much,
soldiers,
sir.
Not the watchmen.
Sir, let's talk about qualifications, sir. What qualifies one to be a watchman?
Now, another name for the watchman is bishop.
Bishop?
Yes. Leader in the church. Now, we see First Timothy chapter 3.
First Timothy chapter 3.
From verse 1.
And from verse 1 says, this is a true saying. If a man desired the office of a bishop, he desired a good work.
That is, the bishop there is referring to the leaders in the church. Yes.
A bishop then must be blameless.
See the qualification?
A bishop then must be blameless.
You must be blameless. That is your profile, your record around. It should not be that of when they say this man, even this man.
The husband of one wife.
A polygamous person cannot be in the fivefold ministry. You are not qualified to be a watchman.
Vigilant, sober.
And good. One who will be vigilant and sober will certainly not be a drunkard. Will certainly, his spirit and his make up, you know, is different.
Serious-minded.
Because it's a serious-minded person. And he will not... to be vigilant, he will not be distracted. And such people, you don't see them entering into politics because it will distract them. And you don't see them into unnecessary, all these things that distract. Their own is just, you know, they're focusing on the spiritual well-being. So you must be a vigilant person. And vigilant here also means being sensitive in the spirit. Okay, go ahead.
Sober.
Sober.
Of good behavior.
Of good behavior.
Giving to hospitality.
Must be kind-hearted. Must be kind-hearted.
Apt to teach.
Uh-huh.
Not giving to wine.
Uh-huh.
No striker. Not greedy or feedy looker. But patient. Not a brawler. Not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house.
You know, this is very important. Verse 3 again. Not covetous.
Not the covetous. Last,
he must be a patient person. He must not be a brawler. Another scripture says that a servant of God
must not strive.
There must be a brawler. You're fighting. You know, because some pastors even fight. In the entire message, you see them fight, even break the pulpit like it's done. Politicians doing their national assembly or what do you call it, state assembly. Some of these state assemblies where they disagree and break the mic and, you know, they kick the speaker out of the seat and to put another. No, you must not have that type of spirit. Yes.
One that ruleth well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity.
You must be a true witness of what you are doing. If you cannot, go ahead.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house,
yes,
how shall he take care of the church of God?
See why it is important that must be a man that has taken care of his home. To lead them, let them be the example of what he can do with the church. Yes.
Not a novice.
You will not be a novice. You don't just come to Christ yesterday and then you want to occupy the fivefold ministry. No, 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 no. You must stay, you must learn, you must be grounded in all that pertains to ministry work. Yes.
Lest being lifted up in pride, you fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, you must have a good report of them which are without.
That is your neighbors. What are they saying concerning you? Yes.
Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Yes.
Likewise, must the deacons be grave.
Now deacons also are an office of leadership within the church order, the local church order. But we are looking at the body of Christ first.
Okay.
We're looking at the body of Christ first. Titus also, chapter 1, and from verse 5, if we read it up to verse 9.
For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless.
That's why I said they either called elders
or bishops
or bishop
or overseers.
Or overseers. They all mean they are the watchmen and they all fall within the fivefold ministry. Yes.
If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry. Not given to wine, no striker, not given to fielding looker, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, yes?
That he may be able by sound doctrine.
Sound doctrine.
Both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
They are the watchmen. That is the qualification. And another qualification is that you must be called by God, ordained by God for that office. You must be called of God.
Wow.
And let me quickly, you know, explain this. These leadership offices, even, you know, naturally there is that ability in you. Naturally.
Wow.
There is that ability that is in you. Take the prophet. You know, a true prophet has that gift from birth. At the appropriate time, God just anoints him. But you see the traces of it. You see, he sees vision, he hears voices, and if he's in a wrong setting, they would think that he is possessed with a wrong spirit. But when the time for God to ordain such a vessel comes, he gives the person the Holy Ghost and takes over that vessel, is there. They don't struggle to see vision. They don't do dry fasting to see vision. Samson was born with his gift. He doesn't go. Did you see Samson going for a prayer anyway? Did you see Samson going into mountain anywhere? He will just shake his head. why is he shaking the head? It's reminding the covenant that is on his head. When he's shaking, it's reminding God of that covenant. The source of his strength is the covenant. And signified by the hair on his head. And so, if you look at an evangelist, he's an outreach person. He likes moving about. He's also an extrovert to be able to mix freely, go up and down. If you want to keep a man that has that evangelistic anointing miserable, then you limit him to a place. He's not comfortable. You find him exciting when you tell him you are going for evangelism, it's also a place. You are going for that because that is where his mind is. He's an outreach person. The pastor is a leader. Even as he's growing up among his peers, he will always be the leader. When he's in school, you will see him hold school appointments. He's the class captain, school class governor. You will see him head prefect. You will see him all those kind of appointments. There is something about him. He doesn't struggle to be there. He's always sought after because when you bring him as a leader, all everybody will be looking up to him. There's something about him on leadership. And a teacher. There's something about him, he likes reading. Just read and read and read, read all the nonsense. And when God arrests him, then you see him reading the things. He's always there. And so it is God called by himself. And like we see in Hebrews chapter 5.
Hebrews chapter 5.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Verse what, sir?
And verse 4.
And no man take this honor unto himself.
No man take the honor of a call of God of an office unto himself.
But he that is called of God, as was Aaron.
As Aaron. Aaron did not go campaign. Aaron did not go to the mountain, Lord, use me. God called him. And when God calls you, there will be a vindication. You see?
Amen.
There will be a vindication. That's why people who claim that they are apostle now, no. Especially within the end times and following. There is the sign of an apostle.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 is the vindication.
Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs, and
signs
wonders,
and wonders,
and mighty deeds.
Mighty deeds. Moses was called by God. There must be a vindication.
Amen.
How will they know you called me to give them the message? Remember that this thing is two-legged. I've always said it must be two-legged to balance. You have the message, but what is the evidence that that message is from God? He will vindicate you. Moses, you saw the sign. If they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign. You see, both to the world and to those you are sent to. You know, that we know that this person is with God.
Hallelujah.
The apostles were vindicated. The early apostles. Of course, they are the only apostles. There's no latter apostles.
At all.
Those same early, our fathers of the faith, the apostolic fathers.
That's right.
They were vindicated. They didn't just put a title upon themselves. You know, they were going about and spreading the gospel and planting churches everywhere. And we are a product of what they were doing.
Amen and amen.
Okay. And remember, I said it is God himself that calls. When God calls you, he backs you up.
Hallelujah.
When God calls you, he anoints you for the thing that he has called 24. You to do. Take note that the fivefold ministry, see the way he put it in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 9, verse 10, verse 11.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is...
Who is that he?
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
Is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens,
yes,
that he might fill all things. And he
gave
some.
And he gave some.
Apostles.
So he is the one that called them.
Mm.
All the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, he personally called them. He personally called even Judas.
That's right.
Judas was called of God.
Amen and amen.
Amen. So you have to take note of that. So if you are going to occupy any of the fivefold ministry, you must be called by God himself. So, qualification is what you are asking for.
Yes, sir. You must be called. You must be vindicated.
Yes. And another qualification is what the Lord said, because we are also shepherds of the sheep of God. In John chapter 10, from verse 11, there's a way the Lord Jesus Christ put it.
John 10 from...
Verse 11.
John chapter 10 from verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd...
Now, see the qualification. The good shepherd does what?
Giveth his life for the sheep.
Go on.
But he that is an hireling...
That's why there are hirelings. And there are the good shepherds.
And not the shepherds.
Uh-huh.
Whose own the sheep are not.
The sheep are not. So what does he do?
Seeth the wolf coming.
He seeth the wolf coming.
And leaveth the sheep.
And those what? Okay, now.
And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep.
Okay, you know what makes me remember, you know, why I remember this scripture is that there was a young man one time that came from Bauchi. We had a documentary of his testimony some time ago in Bright TV. He got attacked by a demon, water spirit. And he said he knew the date that that thing placed something on his forehead spiritually. Anywhere he went was frustration, you know. And he said it led him to a bishop in Kaduna, who had a program. And then they lined them up. He said when he came to him, The bishop saw something on his forehead. And really, he said, ah! He said, why did you come here? He said, I can't touch you. Go, 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 go. He ran away.
Hireling.
He said, hireling. But he said that he didn't tell anybody this. The day he came here, the Lord let me open my eyes, gave me revelation concerning somebody like that. He came out. He said he was surprised that the first thing I did was I went to that spot and laid my hand there and commanded that thing to go out. And that was when the thing flew out.
Amen and amen.
Now that is the good shepherd.
Amen.
Now verse 13 again.
Verse 13. The hireling fleeth because he's an hireling and careth not for the sheep.
No, not care for the sheep. Have you seen where most overseers, their members have no access to them?
That's true.
How can you be pastor of a sheep and they don't have access to you? Yeah, many of them are very funny, being a public place. I receive command. My personal phone number, you see now, while I'm here, I'm even here in the studio, calls are coming in.
That's true.
Personal phone number, you know. And why would I not listen? There are very stupid ones, quite all right, who will just call me and say, pray for me, as if I am a prayer warrior, you know, and things like that. But it's okay, you have to be patient. But there are emergencies. Last night alone, very late in the night, I was woken up by calls, but four different emergencies. One from Delta, one from Iceland, COVID-19.
Wow.
One from Abuja, could not breathe also, coughing nonstop. And I think one from Benin. And of course, there's another one again from UAE. They were all serious cases. Now, they say I am their pastor. They are paying tithe and offering to my church, and they have no access to me. That would be wrong. That is what he said. Verse 13 again for emphasis.
The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling.
Yes.
And careth not for the
sheep. He does not care for the sheep.
I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and I'm known of mine.
And that is a perfect example of every shepherd of the sheep of Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Verse 15.
As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep.
Now that is where he is. You lay down your life for the sheep. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the way William Branham put it. He said the shepherd smells like the sheep.
Amen.
Because he mingles with them.
Amen.
He gave us an example, Christ himself. He was so humble, so much to the level of his members, until one of them would even sleep and put his head on his chest. He was so close until they were eating together with his disciples, yet he was the master. He was washing their feet. He says it's an example so that you do it among yourselves. He was so much free with them until you could not identify him. Tell me whether you can go to any church now and not know even by the seat who is the overseer.
General overseer.
Tell me whether you will not know, you know, by the cloth they wear and things like that. So that is you are known. How will you be known? That is, they have access to you. You have access to them.
Amen.
And you don't deal with them with respect to persons.
Amen.
Those who give you money, then they become special. You are not a true watchman. How can? Everyone is important. I remember a young sister came to me and came to the house, my house, to see me. And then when I came out to say, I said, why won't you see me in the church? Why do you have to come to the house? You don't mean to rest even in the house. I'm in the church. I don't rest till I leave the church, morning till evening. I'm resting today. Now you are coming. He said, no, daddy, I wanted to see you not as a church member, but as your daughter. And I quickly had to tell her, no, every member of my church is my child in the Lord. I'm your father in the Lord. So why what is the special thing about you? Why do you think, why will you be special? You know, I said, no, don't think like that. Feel free and see me anytime. Mm. I'm available in the church. You have my phone number. You didn't even call me, you are coming.
Wow.
You know, I'm just telling you how, you know, we relate as a sheep and shepherd. So you lay your life for the sheep there is your sheep first before you.
Mm.
The idea of the pastor being so rich and the members are all poor, 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 that must be a hireling.
Mm.
No.
Wow.
No. The sheep first. And I'm like, do you realize in this ministry that the construction was going on throughout? Do you realize that my office was built last?
True, sir.
Every other minister, all the prophets, including the admin, everybody's office was built, everybody with the church auditorium before my own office was built. That is how it should be. Leadership is about sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Wow.
You know, that is true call of God. Huh. You're talking about qualification. You must be prayerful.
Hmm.
There are ministers that are very lazy with the prayers. I know a brother who came across us, a pastor of a church. I won't call your location so that people will not know who you are. He came across and discovered that we have vigil every Friday.
Mm.
And he said, he came across, you know, the message he believed and then turned his church all over and things like that. And then he told me personally, he said he went and then they two decided, let them two be having Friday vigils, every Friday to have vigil. And he said he tried it for a few months. He said he decided to stop. He said, I don't have the grace Pastor Moses has. He said, anytime I finish vigil on Saturday morning, the whole of the remaining weekend, I am useless. And he stopped it. I pray that God will give you grace for you to return.
Amen.
Is a weakness and you have transferred it to the whole church
by
stopping vigils. You must be prayerful. I doubt if you have any meaningful prayer life if you cannot spend one night with your church. Pray without ceasing is an important injunction there. And so you must be prayerful because you are there presenting the church to God always. You are there presenting the problems of the people. People call me and some of them don't know what I do. I say, send me, text your prayer request. So that in my private prayer, I can lift it up before God. It is part of the qualification. You are not qualified to be a watchman if you cannot be prayerful. I want you to also note something. There are two characters in the Bible that I learned something from. The first is David.
Mm.
What qualified David to be chosen among the children of Jesse to be a king? There are two things. Number one, he was in the business of taking care of his father's sheep.
Mm.
While in the wilderness there, while the other brothers were at home, and they'll be the ones that will chop those meat. They'll be the ones that will be eating the fat meat that David was watching over and feeding them out there. And so when the prophet came, could be this one, looking outside, he said, not this, this one, not this. Then the prophet, is that no another one? He said, no, there's one little one. He says, bring it. And then God said, that is the one. What qualified him? Like I told you, he already had the spirit to watch over. Then watch the way he was in the business of taking care of his father's sheep. Then watch the extent to which he went in watching over the sheep. He gave two testimonies. One time a lion came.
That's true.
Another time a bear came. With his bare hands, what did he do? He went and you know, deliver the sheep of his father, risk his life. For one sheep of a father, risk his life. That qualified him. Oh. And David was also a man of faith. Was a man that recognized the covenant. Oh. And that's why when the giant Goliath came and was harassing the people, David was not a king. You saw how he did and brought down that Goliath and saved the sheep of God, Israel. God said, this qualifies him. But somebody with this nature will protect my sheep, Israel. So you can see why I say be ready to lay your life down for the sheep and also must be found always with the sheep and then must be prayerful. Now, you must also be visionary, another qualification. Hmm. Without vision, the people perish. The vision here is not the gift of seeing vision. Spiritual vision is talking about purpose, direction. Where am I going to? Where are we going to? Where am I leading them to? It must be visionary. So that we know whether he's on track or not. Very, very important.
Wow.
And two more qualifications, if you allow me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, they must be builders, not scatterers. Hmm. That is why in Jeremiah 23, from verse 1, maybe up to verse 8 or so. Let's see what the Lord was saying there.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of
my pasture. How can you be a pastor instead of building, you are scattering the sheep? Hirelings. Say the Lord.
Say the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, mm-hmm. against the pastors that feed my people.
Uh-huh.
Ye have scattered my flock
uh-huh.
and driven them away
uh-huh.
and have not visited them.
Uh-huh.
Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings,
uh-huh.
saith the Lord.
Go on.
And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries,
uh-huh.
whither I have driven them,
uh-huh.
and will bring them again to their folds,
uh-huh.
and they shall be fruitful and increase.
Uh-huh.
And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them.
He by himself, he will set up shepherds, by himself, that will feed them. Uh-huh.
And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that will raise unto David a righteous branch.
Oh my.
And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Okay.
In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
That is the prophecy for Christ. Uh-huh.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
My emphasis there is pastors that scatter his sheep.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you look at this very well, it was the leaders that caused what happened in AD 70 to happen.
That's true, sir.
What is the effect? The Satan comes in there and scattered the sheep out of the pastures that God, place of prosperity that God placed them, and turned them to slaves. There are pastors today that run their churches in such draconian way, and see the result, their spiritual life, where it is today. There are pastors very wicked. In fact, some of them are witches. They curse the children of God. Curse them. They do that.
Mm.
So, because of it, God will raise up his true shepherds that he will call by himself.
Amen.
To watch over.
Amen.
And God, even now, is raising them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, is raising them.
Mm.
And finally, we're talking about qualification. This is very, very important. Note what verse 8 of Isaiah 52 said.
Isaiah 52, verse 8. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice.
Yes.
With the voice together shall they sing.
Mm.
For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
So it's important, because if we are going to have one faith, one Lord, one baptism, then we should be seen, we that are the watchmen. We must, because, read that verse 8 again, sorry.
Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice.
That is where I'm going. They will lift up the voice. With the voice together, unity, unity, shall they sing. You see, when they go to Pastor Lumide, what he says is what Pastor Moses is saying. You never see contradiction between Apostle Paul and Peter.
That's right.
You never see contradiction among the apostles. Until even they were correcting themselves, and humbly they were accepting it, like Apostle Paul corrected Peter. And Peter was acknowledging Paul, who was not even there when they were together with Jesus. And was telling them that, acknowledging the depth of the revelation of Apostle Paul, until when he says things, some things are hard to be understood, and people wrestle it to their destruction. Peter acknowledged the grace of God in the life of Apostle Paul. And Paul did not come to sit under the tutorship
of Peter.
Peter or any of them. But it's because he who called Peter is the same one that called Paul. And so when you begin to see people desiring, you should come under me, you should learn. When did Pastor Moses, when did he come into the message itself? Well, what does he know? Who brought him up? Why are you interested in who brought me up instead of, rather than what I am saying?
That's right.
You see where they make the mistake? It's not who brought me up. Who brought up John the Baptist? Who brought him up? From nowhere he appeared. From nowhere Jesus Christ appeared. From nowhere Apostle Paul appeared. Who brought him up? Yes, Apostle Paul brought up Timothy, brought up Titus, brought up others. But that doesn't mean that that must be the pattern. So there are some that will learn under you, and there are some that God himself will raise up. Under who did Moses learn before he went to deliver his people from Egypt? You have to take, under who? You know, I said there are two characters. I only spoke of David.
Yes, sir.
I only spoke of David, qualification to be used.
Yes, sir. Who is the second?
Do I go back? Because as I just said now, sir, you are not following me, you will have brought me back. You know I'm a talker and I can go far. The second character that qualifies you, I'm sorry, is Gideon.
Wow.
The Midianites were tormenting them. Oh, you know, anytime they sin, God will give them over to them to torment them. And anytime they prepare food to eat. Can we open the Judges?
Judges chapter 6.
Let's go to Judges. Somebody may not understand what we are talking about. You know, it's very, very, very interesting there. Now, Judges chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And start from verse 1.
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years.
7 years.
And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains.
They had to go and hide in caves.
And caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth.
Like Fulani herdsmen are doing.
Till thou come unto Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy
Like Fulani herdsmen and the bandits do in Nigeria. Northern Nigeria.
And Israel was greatly impoverished.
Very greatly impoverished.
Because of the Midianites.
Yes.
And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord.
They cried unto the Lord.
And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the house of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God, Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice.
You have not obeyed me. Verse 11.
And there came an angel of the Lord.
Watch when it is time now. Say, that is all this from verse 1 to verse 10. God is telling them why you are suffering, they suffer, and suffer. But you know it's a merciful God. He's not going to step in. See the way he's stepping. God will always look for a man.
Amen.
He will always look for a man that will stand and make an edge, stand in the gap. He will always use a man for deliverance. He used Joshua, he used Moses. And now, see where he's going.
And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash the Abrezite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites.
See the condition?
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with
thee. The Lord is with thee.
Thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
Now. What? That verse 14 again.
And the Lord looked upon him and said,
Watch that statement.
Go in this thy might.
Which might? Which might did he say he should go in this his might? It is go in this condition of your mind. Your desire to see the God that they told us of. He was already prepared. He was worried. The estate of his mind was the estate of the mind that God was looking for to use. One that will hate his present estate. One that is... They are wondering, if God be for us, where are the miracles we have heard of? Did God go with the minister William Branham? We say we had miracle signs and wonders. If those miracle signs and wonders were true, I know you understand my language.
Yes, sir.
If those miracle signs and wonders were true, then he died. Where are those miracle signs and wonders?
Amen.
Elijah proved it. Elisha.
That's right. Where is the Lord God?
Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He received a double portion.
Hey.
This guy is worried, Gideon. And then you are coming to tell me that mighty man of valor. Which mighty man of valor? When we are here, we see why we are hiding here. You say, I'm apostle. Which apostle are you? We are following, we are message believer. What do you believe? What's the evidence of what you believe? We have called that revelation by the last prophet message. What is the message? We are the word made flesh. How has it made the flesh? How has the word made flesh? We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Where is the authority? Where is the power? Talk, motivational, talk. How can God use you? God is looking for people with a heart. All they need is, empower me, Lord, there shall be restoration of the church. Empower me, Lord, there shall be restoration of the church. Go in this thy might. The only watchmen, true watchmen that God will use now will be men and women that are realistic. That will see and confirm that something is wrong. The church has gone leprous. No sincere person will want to join this thing we call the message as presented to the people. We have turned cultish. We have been like cults. We went to America with my wife some time ago. And we went among them. And my wife had to leave me the next day. She said, you can remain in Jeffersonville. I beg, I'm going to Atlanta to be with my friends. I can't. It's a cult.
Mm.
And she actually left. Left me in Jeffersonville and then took a flight to Atlanta and say, I beg, when you finish, let me know, let us go. Nothing attractive.
Mm.
No life in it. No life. They just come there and shout, yeah, by motivational talk.
Mm.
These signs shall follow them that believe. We are the signs.
Mm.
We are not in the third pool. What is the third pool? The third pool. People don't even understand what the message William Branham was preaching. William Branham said that sanctification is more power added to justification.
Hey.
By the time you come to sanctification, you are double-fold revelated.
Amen.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost is now threefold grace.
Mm.
You don't drop one and hold one.
That's right.
It is double. Now that we say we're in the bride age, the full word is restored. What was it before? The Acts of Apostles, the New Testament church. Unless you can replicate what we see in the Bible, you are a false vine.
Hey.
And all your watchmen, you are false watchmen, false pastors. What do you have now to deliver the sheep of God from the hand of the enemy when they come?
Hmm.
Speak a grammar. Somebody is sick. Say, you remember Brother Abraham said, if you believe, you get the people to believe, not even cancer will stand. One of them called me who had cancer. Instead of him to call me for prayer, he's telling me that he called Joseph Branham. Joseph Branham told you, do you remember what the prophet said? If you believe, he said, not even cancer will stand against. So, do you believe? So he has to inform him so that, go back to the tapes. If you believe it, cancer will not, you know. And he said, so he told me, Brother Moses, I know that I'll be healed because I believe the prophet. Well, a few weeks later, the man died.
What?
You know, well, I know that doesn't mean, I'm just saying where he said we could be praying for somebody and somebody can die of anything. But let it not be that you did not pray, you go the way, you know, those things go. I don't believe in it. Where is the power?
Mm.
Where is the God of Apostle Paul?
Amen.
Pick handkerchief and give somebody and demons will go. Where is the God? Let me limit us to Abraham. Say, Abraham also did. There were things he did. He didn't only talk.
That's right.
If you are a follower, these signs shall follow them. By this will men know that you are my disciples.
Mm.
Something around you that people will know of a truth. This is from God. Therefore, that qualification must be added.
Wow.
I don't know what I was answering before.
Qualification,
I went back to
what qualifies you?
So we're talking about that's qualification I was answering before. I said I forgot to mention this. So we're talking about, yeah, seeing eye to eye.
Yes, sir.
I said eye to eye. We must be united. We must sit together. That's why William Branham himself encouraged the ministers that from time to time the ministers should come together.
Mm.
The essence of coming together is to rub minds together. But now, there's a caveat to that. And allow me to say this, and that is the truth. You see, a few years ago, in Lagos, I know one of you may be watching me now, may be listening to what I'm saying. A brother felt that the followers of the minister William Branham, we call ourselves the anti-message believers. We are fragmented, divided, holding to one coat or the other. Some believe it this way, some believe it that way. And so, he made an attempt to call all the pastors together for a meeting. And we all gathered, and They came with the Bible, they were moderators, you say your own, say your own, and things like that. We gathered somewhere at Ikeja, Lagos. I was there that day when it was my turn to preach, and that was sometime, I think 99, 2000 or so. So many years back now. And I told them, I said, this meeting you are holding, was it ordained of God? He told me it was God that gave him the revelation. I said, but anything that is of God, if it is of God, we don't argue, it will stand, it will speak for itself. But I said, we are all gathered here, and we were about 40-something of us. Each one has what they believe. Including you, the moderator, you have what you believe that disagree with me, even me here, and the rest. Because my former pastor was there, he was the one moderating. I was for 5 years with him. He did not believe that a Christian should keep television. While I, throughout the 5 years there, I said I disagree with that doctrine. Because it is the program that is evil and not the television box itself. Mm. And you are free to select which program to watch.
That's true.
And now, then there was no internet. I think I have been justified now. Because internet and television, which one is more evil? They are operating internet and then rejecting television. That tells you that they were not doing this by revelation. Mm. They were not doing it by religion. And now religion has caught up with them. Even Kumuyi has rescinded some of his doctrines that he stood on because time has proved otherwise. People are not sincere enough to know that we were in error. We presented it wrongly. Time has proved us now different. Anyway, he's sitting down there to moderate. So the day we shall come to television topic, which separates me and him. And the hair covering, which separates me and him. So who is going to tell us who is right and who is wrong?
That's true.
And then I gave them advice that day. I say, I will advise that we stop wasting our time. The church of Jesus Christ is run by Christ himself. Wait until we come to a time where God will pick one of us. Mm. From anywhere at all in the whole world. Mm. And lift him up. And take him to a depth of revelation that he will get to. And vindicate him.
Hallelujah.
Beyond all his name, that everybody will know that God is with him. And that we should go around him and then establish this unity through trimming our lamps together and then rub our minds. He will be so respected that he will now guide the rest. Mm. I said, and maybe that is what a brother was trying to talk about, lead ministry. The lead apostle has to be established. I agree with that. That a leading ministry, there must be somebody people will look up to. Apostle Paul was looked up to. Peter was looked up to. Even among the apostles, they still, Peter, why was Peter the spokesperson on the day of Pentecost? You know, and why were they looking up to Apostle Paul and in all the places he went, they were writing letters to him from churches. How do we do this? How do we correct this? How do we do this? Not because he owned those churches, but because he was evidently, he told them the sign of the apostle was with him.
So, hallelujah.
So if they needed to know anything at all, then let them call him. And I believe that when that ministry is established, then people will rally around the other watchmen, and then together the unity of the faith shall be established. And we shall see eye to eye, and we'll lift up the voice together and sing the same song of redemption, of revelation. Not one going this way, the other one going that way. And it is, I'm not prophesying, it is just normal. It is a trend. If you ever know God, then you know him by his characteristics.
Hallelujah.
You know him by his approach to ministry. Mm. And he owns the church and he will do it at the proper. And it's not for anybody to rise and say, come and listen to me. Come on. You don't even force it. It will be automatic. People will rally around such a person.
Amen.
When the time comes.
Amen.
God bless you.
Is it just like the lampstand?
Exactly. Exactly.
When you light one,
it lights the rest.
It lights the rest.
But you must start with one. You must start with one, then it passes on to the rest.
Thank you so much, sir. So the watchmen will see eye to eye. They'll lift up their voice together and sing together. Wow, I've learned so much. I've been so quiet because I've been downloading all our pastor has been saying so much. And this is very, very, very timely for ministers. Please get this message. It's a message, actually. Get it. Visit our website, brighttv.org. Download this. Watch it. Share with others. And learn from it. The Lord will help us. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll continue watching about the true watchmen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.